Bitter cold air continues to plummet southward from Canada, and it will overspread our entire listening area over the day today and into tonight. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The afternoon temperatures, well, they'll fall all the way into tomorrow morning. Our warmest part of the day is right now. We're seeing temperatures across the region in the upper 20s and 30s. There will be some additional warming in South Dakota and southern parts of Minnesota, where we will see the afternoon temperatures today peaking out in the lower 40s, perhaps, depending on location, but mostly 30s and lower 40s. We'll look for that to be the last such warm weather for a while. The temperatures tomorrow afternoon will be stuck in the negative and positive single digits across the northern parts of our region, while the south will see single digits in a few teens. The cold will continue to become more significant on Sunday, with afternoon highs in the negative and positive single digits in many areas, with some negative double digit readings likely in the northernmost portions of the region. And Monday, well, it won't be any warmer at all. In fact, many areas will stay below zero, and readings along the northern parts of the region will once again be in the negative teens. Well, the nighttime lows aren't going to be any better. In fact, they're many times worse. We're going to be seeing those readings dropping down into perhaps some negative lower 30 degree readings as we get to the end of the weekend and the first part of next week. Now, most of those negative 30s will be on the Canada side of the border, but certainly some areas in northern parts of North Dakota will get that low. We do expect to see negative 20s and negative teens in the rest of the region, and that will, again, be probably focused on Monday, but I think we'll see some of that on Sunday morning in the northernmost parts of the region and also on Tuesday. So the Sunday through Tuesday period will just be brutally cold. Now, to make matters worse, we're going to see strong wind speeds today. As the temperatures fall during the afternoon and actually later this morning, we will see the wind speeds gusting to 35 miles per hour, and sustained winds will probably be between 20 and 30. And we'll expect to see those from the north, and there'll be a few flakes of snow that get whipped into that wind. And so if you're out walking around, you're probably going to feel some of that snow slamming into your face a little bit, so be aware of that. We do not expect the snow to accumulate in a meaningful manner, but it might be great enough to reduce visibilities in a pocket or two. So if you're traveling across the region, be extra cautious. And of course, travel with a blanket or adequate protection in case you get stranded. Anyone who has to work outdoors is going to be faced with some extreme wind chills over the next 2 days, and that is going to raise the chances of frostbite. Now, we do expect the winds to lighten up in the latter part of the weekend, but it won't start warming up until we get beyond Tuesday morning. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.